Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. More at mte.com. Well, today we are going to talk about the Rutherford County 4-H Poultry Club, and MJ Shirley is here, and he drug this guy along with him. I'm not sure. He just came in off the streets. No, that's your dad, right?
My part-time job is a chauffeur for my children.
Understand.
It's really a full-time job.
Been there. Michael Shirley here with us. Michael, good to see you.
You as well, Brian. Thanks for having us in to talk a little bit about chickens.
Yeah. It's amazing what kids can do and be interested in, and it's MJ's Poultry Club, right?
That's right.
Now, interesting.
Your listeners, they may or may not know, but you and I met through 4-H.
We did.
A very, very long time ago.
Yeah. The horse and buggy times, you
know. That's right. And it's why you're here partially, right?
Yeah, it is. I was emceeing a 4-H talent show back in the day, and Bart Walker's daughter was in that show and gave me his business card and said, hey, you should come in. So
there you go.
30 years later, here we are.
Well, 4-H was, it really did shape my life. I started in the fourth grade. I was at Northfield Elementary School, and I came home with all of the things that 4-H had to offer and told my mom I wanted to do this animal project and this one and this one. And she said, Michael, we live in the middle of Murfreesboro. We can't do those things. But she did let me get a horse, and I was in the Horse and Pony Club, and that's, again, like where we met. Yeah. Over at the old Ag Center and
right.
At Old Fort Park, which is now tennis courts. But it really did shape my life. I continued on in ag in high school, and then in undergraduate, my degree was in animal science. That's where I met my wife, and she's a veterinarian. Now we own a vet hospital. Now I'm volunteering with 4-H, so it's, you know, kind of full circle.
You did actually work for Extension for a while.
Eight years.
Taught ag in schools here in the county, so you've kind of made some rounds there. But now that your family pet health has grown, you needed more folks and got a lot of great folks there now.
Well, we just built a new building over off of Joby Jackson Parkway, and part of our design plan for the vet hospital was to build a community room. So we have an 1,100 square foot, it's really a four-car garage. It's a two-bay, four-car garage that we use for drive-through vet care, but we also use it and make it available for community groups. And kind of an odd story, I have three children, and all three of my children chose a different project in 4-H to focus on. I was like, why can't we build
just do the same?
My oldest son showed pigs, and we built all this infrastructure for housing and showing pigs. My daughter said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do dogs. So we invested in dog equipment and training. And then MJ here, he said, I like chickens. And I'm like, why can't you all pick the same thing? But what we're using this community room for now is that MJ is very involved in poultry, and they asked me if I would help with the poultry club. So that's where we're using our community room at Family Pet Health.
Oh, cool.
To host the poultry club, the 4-H Poultry Club.
Yeah. So right now, I guess you are, because you Tristan is older, so now you've got dogs and chickens together.
Dogs,
right?
And chickens together. Yeah. It's mass chaos.
That's a great combo, isn't it?
We live on the edge, Brian.
Understand.
We're life on the edge there at the Burrview Farm.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Well, so MJ, 4-H Poultry Club, kind of tell me a little bit about why you are interested and wanted to get involved with chickens.
Well, my sister, she did chickens, but she did not like it, but I helped her with it. And that's when I figured out that I really liked chickens. And so as soon as I got into fourth grade, I decided to do the chicken project. And it's kind of progressed from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old are you now?
I'm in sixth grade, so I'm 11. Grade.
So 2 years. What is it like? I mean, are we talking about adult chickens, baby chicks? Do you take it from baby chick to adult? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I pretty much have it all. I have chicks, I have hens, I have pullets.
Roosters.
I have, yep, roosters too.
How did, mm-hmm, tell Mr. Barrett how you got started? What was your first, the chick chain? Tell me about the chick chain project.
We start from chicks and chick chain. My first year was Buff Orpingtons, and that's my favorite bird now. And so you raise them from chicks until the show, and that's when you sell them.
Now, is that the one with all the big fluffy feathers and, you know, all that kind of thing?
Yeah. The Buff Orpingtons are known as a dual purpose. They're a very large, they're a large breed fowl, so they're big. They can weigh eight pounds, 12 pounds. The roosters are 15 pounds.
Oh, wow.
They're big birds. But MJ, that was the first breed that they did, the first year that he did Chick Chain, and he won that year. His birds were the best at the show, and he stuck with it. He took his chicks from the Chick Chain show, so that they get their chicks in March, usually, and their show is in August. And so after the Chick Chain show, he decided to take his birds to the Coffee County Fair in Manchester, and his bird won Best of Show there, right?
Yeah, right.
And so tell them, like, you got hooked on poultry showing and then, right?
Yeah, because I loved winning.
That's right.
Well, so I used to show horses. I don't know that I would know how to show a chicken. So what is that all about?
Well, you have to make sure, for 4-H Poultry Club, you need to make sure, like, how much they're laying, like, how big they are, and, like, it's not more of, like, how much they're laying and stuff than it is, like, their wings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for, like, big shows, you need to make sure their wings are correct, their feathers are right, they're clean, and just all of the stuff in the breed standard. But that's not what Chick Chain is about.
I gotcha.
And how do you train your chicken? You're training some chickens right now for the show. Tell them about that.
I'm very intrigued about this. Yes. Because, I mean, where do you put the halter on a chicken? You don't, right? So how do you train a chicken?
Well, it's for, like, handling things. So whenever I first put them in the cage, they were freaked out. They did not want anything to do with it. So you have to get them used to being in a cage and getting them out and handling them so you can show them.
Well, what I have learned through my 4-H time is that you don't just show up for a show and expect everything to go well. I mean, there's a lot of work that has to be done before you show, right?
Correct.
So what is some of that? I mean, training, making sure everything's clean, all that good stuff.
Tell them what we did for the first time at our house this week.
We bathed a chicken.
Wow. I hope there are pictures or videos of that.
You can, if you're on Facebook, look for Burrow View Farm. Uh-huh. So Murfreesboro, B-O-R-O View Farm. And you can see videos of us giving our chickens a bath. You can also find videos of that on TikTok. Search for Burrow View Farm on TikTok and see us as we were bathing a chicken. The chicken looked... It looked a whole lot different wet than it did when it was dry and fluffy, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked like it had gotten some terrible accident.
That's right.
So, can imagine. So. You, let's go back to Chick Chain. So when you start at the very beginning with Chick Chain, are you given a baby chick? Is that how that starts?
Yes, they get shipped in the mail straight from the hatchery. They're only a couple days old. And so you have to teach them how to drink and eat.
Okay, and so then you raise them, and you have done that. What? When did you say Chick Chain started at the beginning?
It starts in March.
So March. Mm-hmm. So by the time we get to August,
they should be laying eggs.
Gotcha.
Yep. So at the 4-H Chick Chain show, the kids bring back their very best five birds or three birds, and they enter those into the show. They win prizes, and then at the end of that, they auction them off to people in the community that are looking to add chickens to their house. And so it's a great way if you think, oh man, I really want to get some chickens to raise eggs at my house. Don't buy any chicks. Just wait till August. Come and support the 4-H'ers. Buy their chickens because they literally are the best in Rutherford County because the kids want to win.
Sure.
And so they bring their best birds, and it's a great opportunity for people at home that would like to have chickens to get some really good quality chickens.
And I'm sure that through this process, and we've got MJ and Michael Shirley here talking about the Rutherford County 4-H Poultry Club, do you learn about, you know, the expenses and the cost of feed and all of that kind of thing? And I mean, that's an important part of it too, right?
Right. It's more, you lose money instead of make money with the chickens.
Right. That's true. Well,
that's most any animal project I've seen.
Get started. Yeah. If you're looking to raise chickens to grow your own eggs to save money, you're mistaken. It's a lot of infrastructure that you've got to invest in at the beginning. So housing, lighting, shavings, just protecting them from the dogs,
right,
and things like that. This year we had a tragedy at our house. I mowed the grass and I left our garage door open, and the neighbor's dog came in, took out half of MJ's flock.
Oh, wow.
So that was very tragic early on. But so they learn about all of that. And tell them about your record book. What is your record book?
So for the record book, you write down how many chicks died, what money you've made, what money you've lost, and you add pictures in there of you and your chickens, and you write like an essay about it.
It's just like you're recording your experience with your chickens and the poultry club, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And this is a great way for families that are looking for good, fun ways to build responsibility and understanding financial implications, life and death. You learn about that in the chick chain too. And this is a fun way that kids starting in the fourth grade all the way through 12th grade can join the poultry club. And we go over these. So we have our meeting set. Our very first meeting, if anybody out there is like, I want to learn more about this, our first meeting is October the 1st at 6:30. That's a Tuesday night. It's at Family Pet Health in our community room, and we're going to be giving an intro. At the first meeting, we're going to do an intro to the whole club, like what we're going to be doing for the whole year, and we're also, the kids are going to learn how to judge eggs. So we're going right to the end product, right?
Right.
And so the kids will learn, like, while I'm talking to parents and filling out paperwork, the kids are going to be over learning about exterior egg quality, and then we're going to crack some eggs open and look at internal egg quality. So they'll be able to determine what is a double A egg, what is a grade A egg, what is a grade B egg. They'll learn about those different things. So they're learning life skills all along, things that they'll use for the rest of their life. How to judge an egg is something that you'll always know how to do.
Sure.
And so we do something like that at each of our meetings. So we, at the first meeting, we're going to be judging eggs. At the second meeting, we're going to elect officers. So the poultry club has a president, vice president, a treasurer, a reporter. The kids will elect the officers, and then we will decide what breed of chicken we're going to be raising for next year, for 2025, for the chick chain. And then we're going to discuss our speech contest. In December, we actually have a speech contest, so the kids are going to be presenting a speech, learning, again, mm-hmm. those life skills. In January, we're going to learn all about Buff Orpingtons with MJ's mentor, Jennifer Bryant, from Bryant's Roost Farm. They're in Shelbyville, but she's going to talk to the kids all about a specific breed of chickens. And the cool thing about chickens, there's so many different breeds that everybody just raise whatever you like.
Right.
Like whatever you think is cool. In February, we're going to talk about getting ready for our chicks, like how to get your house ready to bring home the chick chain birds. In March, we're going to be learning about raising and training racing pigeons.
Interesting.
Yes.
Racing pigeons.
There is a large amount of people around Murfreesboro and Rutherford County that have homing pigeons that they race. So
I've heard it all today.
MJ and I both have some racing pigeons at home, so we're going to talk about that. In April, we're going to learn all about the American Poultry Association, all the different breeds that they have, and the kids are going to learn, like MJ was talking about, showmanship, how to actually exhibit your bird to the judge. We'll be talking about that. In July, we have a meeting and then about how to select your best birds for the chick chain show. And then August the 2nd, 2025, go ahead and mark your calendars now. That is going to be the 4-H Livestock and Poultry Club, the 4-H Livestock and Poultry Show. So it'll be at the Lane Agri Park. All the kids that are will be showing chickens, and then goats, sheep, cattle, and that may be it. Is there something else I'm missing? Sheep, cattle, goats?
Chickens.
I think that's it. Yeah. Yep. Maybe somebody out there is going to be mad at me because I forgot their...
Well, livestock. Just think livestock.
Yeah, livestock. Yeah. We might have pigs. I'm not sure if they're doing pigs, though, this year at that show or not. But anyway, a great opportunity for people to get involved and learn about poultry.
Very good. What who should they call or email or text or whatnot?
I'll share with you the dates here, but they can reach out to the UT Extension office, the UTTSU Extension office over on John Rice Boulevard. If your child's in the fourth through the 12th grade, they can participate in all of the 4-H programs, whether it be livestock, poultry, sewing, cooking. I mean, there's so many things over there going on. So reach out to the UTTSU Extension office over on John Rice Boulevard.
Very good. Glad to have you both here. MJ, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right.
You did a good job.
He did an excellent job. Yeah. Maybe a future in radio. You never know.
Brian, thank you so much for all the support that WGNS has given the 4-H program here over the years.
Anytime. Anytime.
Awesome.
Glad to talk to all those young people who are in 4-H here in Rutherford County. Again, UTTSU Extension if you want to find out more about the 4-H Poultry Club. And that is going to do it here for this segment of Rutherford Issues. Back with more in a moment.